This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, was asked a question by a young girl about climate change and whether or not she can save the world from climate change, if she'll end global warming. America's mother-in-law was asked by a little child if she'll end global warming.
Yes.
Now lecture the little girl on how big of a job it is.
She does.
Now, Eleanor, that is a big commitment. Because we're in real trouble. You know this, right?
Talk down to her, mocking her. You hear how she lowers her voice to like the kid's voice? Eleanor, listen to mommy-in-law.
No, it's done. Oh, God.
Listen to your mother-in-law, Eleanor. It's a big job.
Because we're in real trouble. You know this, right? Oh. That climate change threatens every living thing on this planet. And for me, the scariest thing that happens now is every time the scientists go back and recalculate the data, put in more information, it's worse than we thought it was. The problem is bigger. It's moving faster, and we have less time to respond. So this one is going to be big, all right? And we're going to have to work really hard, and we're going to have to work together. So my basic approach is we do everything we can. Not a part, not out of your plan versus mine. We do everything we can, because that's how urgent this problem is. So let me start with this one. I will do everything that, and I love saying this, a president can do all by herself.
Woo! Yes, Eleanor, it's a big job, and only America's mommy-in-law can handle it.
The dire warning.
What's that?
The dire warning of scaring them.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to die, Eleanor. But, you and all your little friends.
Vote for me.
On the schoolyard. It's going to be like that scene in Terminator.
Oh, no.
One day you're all played on the swings, and next day, boom.
Oh.
And you have a doggy, your little doggy's going to die too. All living things will die. Your mommy, your daddy, your puppy, your hamster, your fish, Eleanor, they're not safe either. Just terrifying the kid.
Now, Eleanor, that is a big commitment. Because we're in real trouble. You know this, right? That climate change threatens every living thing on this planet.
Do you have a favorite friend? She's dead, too.
Oh, God.
All of the kids at your school are going to die.
Oh, my God.
It's scary.
Eleanor, do you have a kitty cat?
No, no.
Little kitty? Do you love your kitty? Yeah, your kitty's toast.
Oh, no.
Your kitty's going to fry on this hot, hot planet or maybe drown in the seas. But Eleanor, mommy can fix it. It's like Mommy Dearest. You remember that movie?
Yeah, she does. She does take some weird glee out of that, doesn't she?
Right. It's like wire hangers. Psh, psh, psh. I mean, she's so happy to be warning this kid, scaring the bejesus out of this kid. Not like, oh yeah, but you know, we're gonna work together in teams of people, and it's gonna be great. And don't you worry, a brighter day coming tomorrow. It's, well, Eleanor, as you're paddling water, trying to stay above from drowning, as you watch your papa and your mama drown to death, you better do whatever you can. Grab a stick and beat it over the head of somebody else. They're dead anyway.
The scariest thing that happens now is every time the scientists go back and recalculate the data, put in more information, it's worse than we thought.
You know, she reminds me of, remember Sarah Connor in Terminator 2?
Yes.
And she goes, you're dead. You're all dead. We're already dead. That's what that reminds me of. She's seen the future and, you know, you people won't believe me. You're all dead.
The problem is bigger. It's moving faster and we have less time to respond. So this one is going to be big. All right? And we're going to have to work really hard and we're going to have to work together. So my basic approach is we do everything we can. Not a part.
I mean, it's still too late. But we're going to do everything we can anyway, yeah. Just to make you feel good.
We can, because that's how urgent this problem is. So let me start with this. I will do everything that, oh, I love saying this, a president can do all by herself.
Thank you. Now, Eleanor, I would go buy a plot of land. Your family, if you all want to be buried together.
No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness.
Or drowned together.
A burial plot. It's grim.
It's just this sunny optimism of the Democrats.
I'm just waiting for this little girl to burst out in tears.
I know, right? It's like... Eleanor, as the flesh is melting off your skin from the hot sun, and you're looking at your little friends who are all drowning as a polar bear comes and claws you to death because he has no home. I want to assure you, Eleanor, I'll do everything I can.
But it's probably too late.
But it's too late. Oh, mommy will try,
oh,
Eleanor.
No.
But it's too late.
Oh,
what a... I mean, honestly, how do you listen to that and go, oh, I have a feel-good, sunny optimism of the Democrat Party. But I'm inspired by this. Can we get that clip of Sarah Connor, by the way, from Terminator 2? I'd like to do a little. I'd like to do. Let's see if my thought on that is correct. While we do that, when we play this now, Joe Biden, the dumbest candidate running for president, when he looks at Iowa, he admits everything's great in Iowa. So I guess the question is, why should Iowa make a change for president? Cut 12.
Look at the promise that was made. Look what's happening now. Iowa's growing. I was moving.
So stick with what's working. Trump for president. See what I did there? I'm just kidding. I'm Joe Biden. I'm going to beat Trump to take Iowa backwards. That's what I'm going to do.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
She's not the only person to scare the bejesus out of us. I mean, Bernie Sanders had that whole rant he gave about, which we compared to Mad Max when Bernie was going on about. In fact, maybe for tomorrow's show we could do, who scared people more, Bernie, Megaphone Bernie, or America's mother-in-law? Who creates a more bleak picture of the future? Which one of those two?
Mother-in-law.
You
definitely.
Think the mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Eleanor.
Oh, yeah, it's because it's the voice.
Yes,
the mother dearest thing is a very good.
It is
comparison. It's the way she says, like, she almost says it with a smile. Bernie is like, you know, dire warning.
Yeah, Bernie's, you know, just, yeah, yelling. The seals are gonna come up and hit your car, and the sharks are gonna get you, and the volcanoes, the lava. We're all gonna die, but there's something of fun about it, you know.
Yes.
Like, he's got that charm. You go, well, that sounds great. Volcanoes, lava, awesome. The earth's gonna explode into a billion pieces, but you know, there'll be good sales the next day and whatnot. Whereas she comes out, yeah, that creepy, yep, right?
It's creepy.
Yeah,
it's like this ominous Eleanor.
Eleanor.
That is a big commitment.
You know.
Because we're in real trouble. You know this, right?
You know this, right?
That,
right? You don't ride with strangers, right? I'm sorry. It's just, to me, like, this is where I, as a dad, go, I want my kid out of that room. I don't want her talking to my kid, you know?
Yeah.
Right, Patrick? You want some candy? You know what I mean? It's just creepy.
We have Sarah Connor from Terminator 2. Thanks for thank
you,
Bill,
Bill,
for your quick
work. Pulling that up on the spot.
Your quick work.
Whatever. Anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock is going to have a real bad day. Get it? God, you think you're safe and alive? You're already dead. Everybody. Him, you. You're dead already. This whole place, everything you see is gone. You're the one living in a dream. Stop with me. Because I know what happens. It happened!
She actually sounds more rational than Elizabeth Warren does.
Now, Eleanor, that is a big commitment. because we're in real trouble. You know this, right? That climate change threatens every living thing on this planet.
So
anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock is gonna have a real bad day. Get it? God, you think you're safe and alive? You're already dead. Everybody, him, you, you're dead already.
It's the Democrats' candidate, America's mother-in-law, 30 years ago.
Oh my God!
Wow. 855-839-1210 is the number.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can't get this kind of analysis anywhere else.
No, it's, no.
You really can't.
Certainly nobody else is doing this.
How has no candidate promoted 2 million SPF sunblock yet?
You know what, Bill? That's a great question. Maybe that's, yeah, America's mother-in-law can come out with that. And Eleanor, if you buy the sunblock package, you'll also get moisturizer for your legs. And you need that because the sun. So the 2 million SPF, go to warrenforpresident.com. All right.
$79.99 yeah. Deal.
And we'll also throw in right now for you to give to your mommy a casket because she's dead already, Eleanor. And so are you.
Oh, my God.
Creepy, man. This is the front runner for the progressives of the left. The sunny optimism.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.